The end is near! Fear for Nauticon is over! And I'm smiling.
You okay, this is the way a raffle ticket works. You rip it in half. You stick one half in the tube. You keep the other half, and then I call numbers, none of which will be yours because you're a loser. No, I'm just giving you shit. We got some really cool mystery prizes. So for all the tons of you who are like, man, I don't know what the rest of this crap is, but the mystery prize, I don't even know what it is, and I want it. That's kind of cool. Gina, do we have... Gina, we want to close up the scavenger hunt, see how well this works. Gina, does anybody know where Gina is? We want to close up scavenger hunt, get that going. Also, myself, Nate, do we have a winner for anything but Ethernet? Was that ever determined, or was it kind of like a... figure that out. Once that back wall is broken down, I'll get started a little bit. Ooh, my. Kind of, sort of, yeah. We just realized it's 2 o'clock. We wanted to check out and all of this. Yeah, it'll be a few minutes. Okay. All right. I'm going to kind of get started here, everybody, just because I want everybody to be able to get home. I know a lot of you have a really long drive. Whatever gets you off, man. Whatever gets you off. I'm going to get started then and just tell everybody thank you for coming to Nauticon. We had an official headcount, I think, of about 242 people, including presenters, including our presenters and staff. And mind you, so some of the staff pre-registered. So that's about almost 250 people in the door, which well blew past last year, which is awesome. A lot of you who here was their first Nauticon? Wow. Just anybody have any weird way they found out about Nauticon? Like, I know, so I heard it from a friend, or I heard of it. How many people here went to Linux Fest? Ohio Linux Fest. That's pretty cool. And when are you doing Ohio Linux Fest again, Greg?
9/30/06.
Okay, September 30th, 2006, Ohio Linux Fest down in Columbus.
Live penguins.
There will be live penguins. Hell yeah. And I think, are we going to do the favor of running the after party for you again? We'd love to do it. All right, yeah, we're going to do a Nauticon after party. And Ohio Linux Fest tends to have lots of free drink tickets. Lots of free drink tickets. And if you're lucky, Unholy, where are you at, dude? Where are you at? Anyway, good, he's not here. He was like taking off his shirt and doing calisthenics and shit. It was crazy. But anyway, first I do want to give a few big thanks. Big thanks to Greg and Antoinette and all the people he brought in to get us our uplink. We didn't have to rely on Hotel DSL. He gave us a 900 megahertz, 3 megabit link that, I think worked pretty damn well all weekend. So big ups to Antoinette. They're a local group. Please support them.
We had 600 port scans Saturday morning.
600 port scans Saturday morning. Impressive. I also want to thank the Shmoo group. They did us a real big favor and loaned us a couple projectors and threw a lot of money our way and came down to support this event themselves. And I really want to thank them. Also, big thanks to the Hacker Foundation for also supporting the event. They gave us some money when we really, really needed it to help this event go off. What do we have there? Some final reg numbers. Turns out we actually had 12 people pay $100 to the door. If you paid $100 to the door, thank you very much. You rock. But also big thanks. We had 204 people pre-register when it was all said and done. 177 of who showed up. Thank you very much as well. We sold about 114 shirts. And before taxes, we made about $13,000. So that's a good amount of money. But what you need to know right off the bat is that, you know, even though I hate paying taxes, I do, and about 12 to 15% of that, I have to figure out which, is going to go right back to the city of Cleveland and right back to the state of Ohio. So I'm never going to see 12 to 15% of that. 2 to 2.5% more is gone with PayPal fees, credit card fees, all that kind of stuff. So right off the bat, I'm not seeing 20% of what you gave me. On top of that, this space is costing us about $1,500. I went through about $1,000 in printing costs. The badges cost about $600. Programs cost about $650. The food for the con suite came out to about $800 or $900. For the few guests that we did give them complimentary hotel space to, you know, that comes out of it. Of course, I have to keep my wonderful staff. I have to keep them in a room and fed. So, you know, let's give a quick round of applause to all the great staff and volunteers. The rule for my core staff was that they had to work 20 hours to basically make it happen. And all our volunteers volunteered at least 6 hours a time, a lot of them. Like David Lauer, I know, put in a hell of a lot of time, got us our quarter watt FM transmitter for Nauticon Radio. So thank you, David. And again, thanks to, you know, all of our other sponsors real quick. You know who they are. If not, I'll be happy to remind you. But big thanks to them. Do we have results for the scavenger hunt, Gina? I know we had like 3 or 4 entries, correct?
We got 4.
4 entries.
There's a few points left to be decided.
All right,
well,
can we do that right now?
Yes, I can.
All right. This is the Nauticon scavenger hunt with Gina. On top of being in med school and having a life basically put together on her own time and ran through me, so big thank you to Gina. She rocked. I'd have failed out of med school by now. So what were our three teams?
Let's see. We've got Strider, who has a few items. We've got a team composed of Morbid, Blade, Low-Tech, and Risk-Free. We've got a team composed of Imperium, Illusion, Calvin the Destroyer, Number 2 Console, and Baby Huey. And a team composed of Semic Nordic, Exemar, and Tom, or Shagva, which would you prefer?
And who was our overall winner in this contest?
Like I said, we've got a few more points to be decided, and a few highlights of note. Someone actually managed to apparently procure the Honda Civic that Colonel had stolen from him prior to Nauticon 2. Evidence of this based on the signature next to I received this item. So apparently Colonel got back his stolen car.
I think that's bullshit, because I have it.
Yeah, but they at least socially engineered him, so I gave them full credit for that. And that was Samurai's Nordic. However, they also have one more other item. Can you come up, wherever you went?
What do we have here?
This is a combination item, from what I understand.
Okay, we still have
You have the coffee cup.
Several.
Lots of devices. Oh God. Holy shit.
Including.
Oh God.
With a nipple shield.
That's both cool and disturbing at the same time. How many points? Okay, out of what? What is the maximum?
There isn't
a maximum. 2 points. Do I hear 3? Do I hear 3? Do I hear 3? 3, 5.
Dude, you're cheap. Hold up for a higher number.
Give them what you feel it's worth.
Seeing as he's the only person who's actually shown up in a bathing suit without clothing underneath it, and I don't count the pieces of paper and stickers as clothing underneath a bathing suit, I'm going to give him 300 points for that.
All right. Wow.
Of course. Which means that in third place, Imperium, Illusion, Calvin the Destroyer, Number 2 Console, and Baby Huey.
All right, guys, where are you at? Have some more crappy raffle tickets. Spend them wisely. Who's next?
In second. Second place, Morbid, Clay, Low Tech, and Risk Free.
Yeah.
Come on.
And in first place, Sir Mike Nordic, XMR, and Tom.
All right. Who got second place? All right, here, have some more crappy raffle tickets. What? And we have three people that were in first place?
Yes. He did, and Tom.
You folks are going to Nauticon for $20 next year. All right. So. Thank you very much. All right, we got that done with. Please spend those raffle tickets wisely. What else do we have to say? We also had anything but Ethernet. Did we ever come to a consensus on if anybody actually won that? I guess not. Myself. Did anybody win anything but Ethernet? NYC spent about $600 on their party. Represent that. And also Freaknik. You guys really tore it up. Brought it down here. Thanks a lot. Did everybody have a good time last night?
No.
Yeah. I just wondering what happened with anything but Ethernet. What happened with that?
Not a whole lot. Let's see. We had it was another two-horse race this year, and one entry, part of it walked off overnight, and the other entry didn't really run much. So by default, what? Your entry. Oh, yes. Eric Pinzer wants to enter his audio system, which I'm alleging, because I can't type into it and see it come off the other end, is not really a data network. But he's got, like, you know, modulated audio and transmitter and baseband audio and then digitized audio and then through this cable and that. And he's you know, got quite an impressive hop count going for the sound of my voice to reach your ears. I really don't want to count it.
He's poor staff, too. Yeah, he can't win. But honorable mention, actually, let's give it up for Eric, because he really busted a lot of ass this weekend to make sure this sounds good. And also Ted from Media Archives, who did all of our videotaping. I mean, this guy's awesome. Buy his DVDs. They are available. Please buy them, because he's got his costs to cover, too, you know. And he is going to actually provide us with copies of the video, and we're going to put those on our website for y'all. And we do have the videos done for Nauticon 2005, which we're going to be putting up on the website. If we owe you a DVD set still because you bought it, let me know, and we'll try to hook you up. Jason Scott was really nice in actually doing the final set of post-production and DVD burning. So we'll hook you up. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Does anybody have any questions or anything they want to bring up real quick before we raffle off about Nauticon or maybe a good or bad experience? Yes.
Well, since we had issues with the E164 content.
Yes. Okay, that's cool. How about if we throw that in the mystery raffle?
Whatever you'd like.
All right, bring it up here. We'll throw that as a mystery prize. Also as a mystery prize, Ilonka, our presenter, was very nice to give us a copy of her book, The Mammoth Book of Secret Code Puzzles. Now, the cool thing is, this isn't even going to be released yet for another 6 weeks. This is actually a preview edition for the UK pre-release on 427. She's doing this just for Nauticon, and she'll be very happy to autograph this for you. So big thank you to Ilonka for providing this. We also have a t-shirt that was given to us by Rick from Geek Mafia. Yeah, he was really nice, and hopefully you got a chance to talk to him. But it was really great to have all these people kind of throw some cool stuff at us here at the last minute. Did anybody have, like, a really cool experience here, something that they didn't expect that happened? No. Oh, the freestyle contest at 522.
Yeah.
Who was hearing me, like, go on about Donkey Punch and all this other kind of crap and lose your lunch?
That was art.
Yes, sir.
I was supposed to meet somebody here and realized I was talking to him for well over, like, 3 or 4 hours until I finally called him and he answered.
Right next to you? Yeah. That's awesome. What he said is he's looking for his buddy he wanted to meet with. And
you.
Yeah. Yes. You got sleep. I did too. I got some good sleep too. Oh, also, Nauticon Radio, that rocked. Well, I mean, we were going over IP, we were going over Asterisk, we were going over FM, we were in the UK, we were in Cali, we were everywhere with that this year. That's awesome. So big thanks to Jason Scott for helping us set that up. It kind of feels like this year was the Jason Scott Con edition of Nauticon, but really, you know, he really put a lot of effort into this because, as I said in the program, I have some really serious personal issues I've been dealing with this year, and he really kind of came through to help keep us on track. But more so than that, also my wife, Jody, where is she at? Oh, shit. She's like, okay, fuck you. Jody did a really good job of kicking me in the ass because there were certain times this year that I said, I don't really want to do this. I cannot do this. I do not have the ability to do this. I'm not strong enough. And she made it happen and gave me a lot of shit and said, you are going to get this done because people need this. People need us. We need to put this event on. So that's why Nauticon happened, because she made it happen. So. And she was the one to say, even though we lost money and lost a little more money this year, it's worth it, and we're going to have you back for Nauticon 2007 right here. So if you want to book, well, don't book your rooms because we don't know where we're going to have it. But we're going to try. Is this time pretty good for everybody? Because I know a lot of people, you know, I know this is like the same week as CanSec West.
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday, yeah. I already have 10 one-way tickets to hell already. Laminated. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you have any suggestions, compliments, complaints, feel free to email me. And likewise, what we like to do is kind of what Rubicon did, is we want to put your photo galleries and your write-ups on our front page so everybody can see what went on. So if you have a write-up in text or HTML or a link in your blog, let us know. We'll link to it, good or bad. I want to know. I know we've had some good criticism. It's actually, even though it's hard for me to take criticism, I really appreciate it because it means we can make this thing better. And what the final thing I want to say before raffling everything off, and I say it every year, but it's true, Nauticon is what it is because of everybody else that participates. This is not me on a stage. This is not really the staff on the stage. It's all of us coming together, doing something cool, having a good time. You know, I thank you all for behaving. I know it's really hard to do, but, you know, I've been taking Prilosec for 18 months now, and I haven't had a stomach upset all weekend, so thank you very much. Let's give away some of this crap, shall we? Do I have an assistant? Let's get rid of some of this junk, and then we can all go home, break down. Well, no, break down the con area. We also do have some stuff. Do we have any food left in the con suite? Yep. Well, if you want something from the con suite, we got like a whole pallet of Pepsi left and stuff and Coke. What do we have to give away first, K-Dub?
All right, I guess we'll go down the list.
Oh, also, before I notice, K-Dub, how old are you?
I'm 18.
He's 18 years old. A couple weeks back, he was saying, check your mail, check your mail. I'm like, okay, why? K-Dub actually dumped into his own pocket and threw out a couple hundred bucks to help us. So he's actually one of our biggest sponsors, 18 years old. And when I peel over from smoking too much, he's going to be the one to keep this running. And also big thanks to Domo-kun, of course. So what are we raffling off here? This is the Bash scripting books.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get this over with because this is pain defined. Okay.
Get creative
here. We're going to need somebody else want to help us out and pass out these prizes to folks. Got to get another staffer up here.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Whee! I'd blow through it. I don't know how that would look.
Well, I don't think it really matters. Hopefully, at Burning Man, if I can go this year, I'll turn this into a geodesic dome or something like that. Sure thing. Oh, Todd puts on the staff shirt. We have ticket number 0591. 0591. Anybody? No, of course not. Next. Yeah, this is going to be like this for the next half hour, and then we're going to start throwing shit in the audience. 0556. Oh, 0591. Close enough. Oh, actually, 0551. I shit you not. 0551. All right, come on up here. How many? Okay. Let's get him his book. How many best scripting books do we have?
We have one.
One best scripting book. Cool.
Yeah, Todd, do you want to spread these prizes out? Just pull them all out. Yep, just throw it on the stage. We'll take care of it or have the hotel clean it up. And also, for those that didn't know, we had some car break-ins over the weekend, and I hired additional security at about $13.55 an hour, and a lot of people kicked in. We got almost $200 in donations to help cover that cost, so thank you very much. Hopefully, your cars are safe when you go out to the garage to check them. I hope my car is safe. What do we have here? And what are we going to be giving away now?
The Apple scripting book.
Apple scripting book. Oh, boy. Oh, no. 0043? Sean? Nope. Ding. 0316? Vanity's the shame. 0337? 0297. Oh, God, this is painful. 0325. Yeah, who wants it? Oh, he gets it. Congratulations, sir. And we are giving away right now, what is it?
Number three, Pearl scripting
books. Pearl scripting books. Or book. The magical winner of this one is 0478. That's you. Oh, thank God. Do we have any other Pearl scripting books to throw on the stage? Wicked cool Pearl scripts from No Starch Press. We have, how many Dom scripting books do we have? One. We gave them away. 5544 or 0554 Dom scripting. 0554. Great. I have a better idea for doing this next year, by the way.
Good.
Yeah, good, he says. That might be what it is, yes.
Ajax book.
Tom, Trigva, you win. 0411, his choice. And also, oh, Jesus, you won the other one too. Get a job. Which one is this?
CSS book.
CSS, 0064. I swear to God, this is not rigged. Yeah. This guy won the talent show yesterday. Oh, there's a second one. I just dumped the rest of the CSS tickets. Who wants it? Okay. She's cute, she's female, she gets it. Equal opportunity. Oh, yeah. Did somebody lose a Mac PowerBook power adapter? Does anybody want to claim they lost a Mac PowerBook power adapter? Yeah. But what do we? Which one?
RFID
book. This is actually a really popular one. RFID Essentials. 0184. 0184. Yeah, right. 0139. 0289. Give it to Paul. This raffle. All right. Fine. 0253. All right. Congratulations, sir. Sorry, Paul. Wow. What is this? Oh, the VoIP. Zero three seven two. Oh, come on. No, I don't believe this shit. God damn. He's not core staff. Next one, K-Dub. PHP MySQL? PHP MySQL. Zero 420. Lucky 420.
Windows and Linux integration.
Windows and Linux integration. Yeah. That's a winner. How to use wine. 0380. There you go.
C-sharp.
The C-sharp cookbook goes to 0235. There you go. 0235. And which one is this?
Image Magic Book.
Image Magic Book. Damn, I kind of wanted this one myself. 0301. 0301 for the Image Magic Book. 0207. Nobody wants Image Magic. Oh. 0162. Sell it, for all I care. Or find somebody that does want it. Yeah.
Business or software?
No, it's a hardcover.
The business of software. Right over there. 0524. All right, we got a winner over there. So we have, how many, we have two computer security books here, 0552, 0552, yeah, 0552, you get your choice, how many do we have, two there?
Three.
0326, 0326, anybody? No. 0582, 0091. Yep. All right. There goes that. Ah.
This one is the 256.
These are for the quarter gig flash drives. We got two of them, right? I think so. Yeah, we got one.
Where'd the other one?
Oh, there it is. These are two Centon quarter gig flash drives. 0118. All right, we got one. 0044. All right, congratulations. And T-shirts. And yeah. 0186. 0432. No. 0025. Oh my god, this guy's like winning everything. 0344. 0461 and 0296.
Bingo.
0203. Zero. Okay. 0218, 0219, 0443, 0495. Yeah, we're gonna be throwing them out soon. 0312, 0432, 0058. Yeah, right. And yeah, okay. Start throwing them out to the audience, Todd.
Yeah.
five. Just do five.
And a white over here. And a white.
I'm gonna have to
pull
it.
Yeah.
One more.
Hi everyone, just wanted to contribute a small story. Woke up this morning, found out that my T1 line was shut off, wondered why, talked to my provider, turned out that I was stopped for phishing. Hey, guess what? Well, it turns out that I had a web calendar application that I put on as an experiment a couple years ago and then kind of forgot about it. So, well, it appears that somebody in Israel discovered this and decided to use it as the front for a fake Chase Manhattan Bank, we lost your stuff. So my gift today was I was able to get my T1 line back, and I also have 400 credit card numbers. So security, it begins at home.
We will not be raffling off credit card numbers. These are for the mystery prizes. The first one is going to be Alonka's book, the Mammoth Book of Secret Code Puzzles, 0201. $0395. There you go. Congratulations. $0334. This is for the mystery prize. These are books that we haven't given out yet. Okay. Who wants a... What are you willing to do for the Photoshop book? Okay. I'm going to give B9 Punk the book, the Photoshop book, because she helped run that party in 522, 524. That was awesome. You have 334. You can either have any of those books or the mystery prize. Okay,
you're taking the mystery prize.
The mystery prize. Go away. Nobody likes you, the sticker. Thank you.
I'm putting it at me and you all.
The next number is 0485. 0485, anybody? You really want that? 0102. 0102. 0187. Yeah. Okay. 0323. Who wants the Blog Design Solutions book? This guy over here with the Dell. He's been asking a lot of really good questions all week, and some annoying ones too, but that's cool because I like him. What do we have this?
I know all about the blog.
0199. 0200. 0200. 0426. Who wants the red hat? 0426. Congratulations. 0398. Yep. Congratulations. 0197. 0269. You, sir, win the Will Fuck for Root sticker. Congratulations. 0576. You get the This Con Sucks sticker. Yeah, whatever. 0416. 0455. 0405. Whatever I feel like. 0333. You win the balance of these stickers. Woo-hoo. All right, hopefully this one's a winner. 0286. Good number. 286? Who are you? You're coming to Natacon for free next year, sir. Contact me afterwards. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap it up with that. We all want to get home. Thanks again for coming. I hope you had a really good time. Go home safe. All right, thanks.
Let's clean up.